Yes.
But yeah, but as soon as he came out, you were the first person I thought of. I was like, Richie's got to be fucking.
You like
creep.
Him that much?
Richie loves Edge.
Yeah, I loved Edge.
Loves
man.
Edge.
When he was doing his bit with Vicky Guerrero, I thought it was the work was so like it was genius.
Yeah,
it was
I never really thought he was like that great. But I mean, I guess maybe I'm wrong. Everybody,
you know,
I
it
like
was,
different
at
things.
At the time, I didn't appreciate it. Looking back on Edge, now I'm like, all right, what he was doing was really good. Yeah. At the time, I didn't. You know what it is too. I'm not, and this is gonna sound cheesy, but I'm not typically a heel person. Like I was raised on Hulk Hogan,
yeah.
I was raised on the good guy and hate the heel.
Well,
so, you know but I can appreciate great heel work, like MJF.
Yeah.
That kid, his heel work on the mic and the way he stays in kayfabe is amazing, and it's unparalleled right now. No one stays in kayfabe the way that kid does.
When Edge was wrestling, he was the only heel that could he could beat Batista. Straight up, without any interference, without any whatever, like he would beat the top guys.
Yeah, without cheating.
Without cheating.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And it was like, how the fuck? People would be so pissed. Like, how the fuck did he do that?
He beat Cena.
Yeah.
He beat
without
everybody.
Cheating.
He beat everybody without cheating.
Well, he's one of those guys that protected his finisher. That spear, not a lot of people kicked out of it.
Yeah.
They I think Lesnar did so. I thought he just literally.
I loved every second of it. The people who didn't appreciate Brock in the Rumble are fucking stupid and don't understand wrestling.
He shows a story every time.
Well,
he's a legitimate monster.
What was his story?
He came out number one.
He came out number one and said, "I'm going to fuck everybody up."
Throwing people out.
It was like Austin in '99.
Yeah,
when Austin just kept throwing people out and looking at his watch. Or was that '97?
I don't remember
what year it was. It was either '97 and '99.
At one point, he was sitting. And then, like, they had
when he started dancing.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
The Sheldon Benjamin moment was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Keith Lee. Who's this big boy? Look at this motherfucker. He goes.
Yeah.
He goes, who's this motherfucker?
He's looking at Paul.
Was it better than CM Punk's Straight Edge Society when he was doing the microphone?
I would have to go back and watch that.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. When CM Punk was doing the Straight Edge Society, I fucking loved it. And he had the Rumble since the beginning, and he lasted like 7. And after he threw somebody out, he would do his fucking Jesus Christ Straight Edge Society stick. And it was fucking awesome.
No, but like, he's like, you know, they say, he literally tells a story every time. Like, his mate told the story. He's just like, his character. He's a fucking animal, beast, and he's just throwing people out. Then he just gets kicked in the fucking face.
Well, he got low blow, then kicked in the face.
But for the people who,
you know, were complaining about it, or like, this is... You don't understand wrestling.
Nah.
Stick to AEW, spot, fucking flip, super kick, Canadian Destroyer.
No one sells
anything. There's no storytelling other than Chris Jericho. They're top guys, 53 years old, but they're a young, upcoming company. They drag in Diamond Dallas Page, who's in his goddamn 60s. Their other top guy.
He did that?
Yes. He wrestled last week or 2 weeks ago. Their other top guy is an ex-WWE guy. AEW tells no stories other than Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes. Those are the only two storylines going on. And they sit there, and their fans are the most blind, jaded marks in the history of wrestling.
Well, they have all of those Japan wrestlers.
Dude, I seen a guy today.
Fans are going to follow.
I seen a guy today post Raw's ratings, which was like 2.04 or something. And he's like, oh, this is why AEW's. I'm like, AEW's not, it's at a 9. It's at a 0.9.
I'm like, how are you comparing the two?
I
don't think it sucks. I don't like jumping around shit constantly, and I don't know any of half those guys in there. I still watch it, and I'm entertained. I think the crowd's always hot.
But they're hot for the wrong reasons. They're hot just because they're there.
Yeah.
Like, anything could happen, and those guys react.
Like, I'm a Jericho. I think Jericho's great.
Don't get me wrong. Who else? MJF. I've been saying it since I've ever first seen this kid. That kid is going to go down as one of the greatest heels of all time. He's 23, and he's already figured out how to fucking get extreme heat. I'm talking fucking Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes type heat.
Wait, who is this?
MJF, Maxwell Jacob Freeman.
And he's
a Long Island boy.
He's an AEW?
What is he doing for heat?
He's
arrogant. He's I'm the best.
Asshole.
Yeah, complete
I
asshole.
I think he overdoes stuff, but like...
That's his character,
out of
though.
Character, being an asshole is like the greatest thing ever.
Dude, he doesn't break kayfabe, right? So there was this... video of him walking outside of the arena, and all the fans are out there, and one fan is trying to get a selfie with him as MJF is walking, and MJF looks at him with his disgusted face, rips the kid's hat off his head, and just fucking hurls it.
Yo, and this, like, some dude was on that I know was on the cruise. And he took a.
Oh my God! I
will get it. Yeah.
So gross.
He
goes
on the cruise. Yeah, but he has a picture of him, and he wouldn't like take the picture. He's tying his shoes. He's like looking down. He was being like a complete dick on purpose.
Why do I see John at that?
No,
cruise?
I would never go
loving,
on that. I would never go on
fucking
it.
Life.
I would never. I would never
Rocky.
Go.
Bruh. Do I see?
Nah,
do
I would
you,
never
do you see John at that.
I would,
cruise?
I'm not like that.
Oh, absolutely. You and Billy would you fucking.
No,
be
no,
old.
I'm not even like that. Oh, I don't that even cruise. Care about autograph stuff. I couldn't be in a room. There was 50, there's 1,500 dudes in that.
It is the biggest sausage fest on the scene.
And they're all fucking like losers.
I have to bring that. I have to.
That fucking that cruise has more dudes on it than that movie Boat Trip that Cuba Gooding Jr. was in. Remember that awful garbage movie with the gay cruise?
I could never be on that thing. If I would, no, I wouldn't. I could have went. It was like $1,100 last year.
You.
Whoever's asking, this is John. John is he was a regular on the show. He took a little hiatus, and he's been back the past few weeks, and we're very happy to have him back, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I thought the Rumble was great. Anyone who didn't like it, like, eat a dick. Like,
no, it was good. It was probably
the whole show was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the girls thing was good.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble was so good that my 4-year-old daughter finally got into wrestling, watching the Royal Rumble with me, where today... I come home from work and she's like, Daddy, can we watch wrestling? Like, now she wants to watch wrestling.
Really?
Dude, she watched the female Royal Rumble and the male Royal Rumble from this year's. We just watched the 1998 Royal Rumble with Steve Austin winning. She now likes wrestling. Like, she wants to go to live shows. She's like, Daddy, can we go see a live show?
Wow.
So she's into it. And I'm like, that's great.
Now, that's an excuse, I guess, to go back in and watch it.
I still always peek in. I just don't like talking about it because it's not worth talking about. It's really not.
Yeah.
There's nothing worth talking about in wrestling. And all you AEW people, you're fucking delusional if you think you're competition to Raw and SmackDown. You're not. You're in competition with their minor league organization, which I don't care if you're an NXT fan or not. It's minor league. Like, stop acting like, you know, your product. Maybe the product is more enjoyable to watch, but it's not bigger. It's not a bigger fucking show. And that's what I had someone tell me the other day, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are goats. I go, you can't be a goat unless you play in the NBA. And guess where the NBA is? WWE. I don't give a fuck what you did in Japan. I don't care what you're doing in AEW. Those are minor league organizations. And yes, New Japan's minor fucking league. You know why? Because no one sees it except hardcore wrestling fans and the Japanese.
I think the guys are talented in AEW. I can't on this. I don't know any of them.
But to sit there and call these guys goat. Jericho, yeah, he's a goat. But to say the Young Bucks and Kenny, no, you're not, because you have to do it on the big stage. Look at Royal Rumble last night, 2 nights ago. 45,000 fucking people. AEW couldn't do 45,000 people if they had fucking Pamela Anderson and Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra having a threesome in the ring. They couldn't sell 45,000 tickets.
I'd go on that. All
right. All right. You have to. Rocky.
This is the most ridiculous.
This is crazy.
There's so many things going on in this picture. Please, First of all, the douchebag smiling. Well, then you got the psychopath serial killer with the Eddie Guerrero shirt on.
That dude is scary.
He's got that fucking... He's the guy that you see in the club holding one drink in the corner, staring at your fucking girl. Just you're like, this guy's going to murder us in the parking lot. And then you got the one guy wearing VR goggles.
Dude,
what is that?
That is fucking priceless.
Now, that guy is literally the epitome of every wrestling fan you think of when you think of the wrestling fan blogger or, you know.
When you go to the Knights of Columbus.
He's wearing a belt.
That dude, he's wearing a belt. He smells like fucking cheese. Like,
but not just any belt. He's got the WCW Championship big gold one because that one has a lot of prestige to it, and a lot, or the Eagle WWF belt, like, he thinks he's like a hot shot, you know.
How much pussy does that guy get?
Zero.
None.
He's never even fucking kissed a girl.
This guy writes on his thing, wrestling his life. All he does is go away.
That
guy have that money.
Never even touched a girl.
Like, what is the probability of him fucking a girl?
Now, what do you notice in this picture, Richie? What's missing from this picture? There's one Asian girl in the corner here, and another, which both are very homely looking.
Yeah, they're really
but
hurting.
But there is a sea of... Could you imagine being out in the middle of the ocean, and this is all that's on your boat?
It's a boat of fucking nerd cock.
You can't reproduce on this cruise.
Mm-mm. No.
Like, what if this is the only... What if this is like Noah's Ark, and these are the only people left
on Earth? Get on there for a week. What this, are you jerking off?
Like, this cruise is... Like, I never wished more for a Titanic 2 than looking at this cruise. Like, just wipe on the... This is what I call filling the herd.
If that was 2 days, I might go. Maybe a day. That's a week, dude, with fucking grown men. I go on a cruise, I'm going for the fucking get laid. No. Like, I'm going for looking at women.
You're not getting laid...
On a cruise?
A lot of people go in couples and families.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, like, you know, you're going on a cruise.
On a singles cruise, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're gonna go this is a singles cruise,
that's
technically.
Fucking weird.
Because none of these people are in a relationship, as you can tell.
I think, I can't even get it. Like, you meet, like, I think it's weird that, I think the whole thing of meeting, like, this dude's taking pictures, like, they're 50 and they're 40 and taking pictures.
Hold on, I want to see something worse.
You're super ugly.
Hello. You got to turn up their volume. I'm telling you, there's something with the people's volumes. Hello? Speak up really loud. Nothing. Oh, I heard a little something. You got to turn it up, Rich. Hold on. We're fixing it. Where was I? Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Stay on.
Shit, what the fuck was I saying?
All the fucking all dicks. There's all guys, all dicks on the thing. Hold on.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. We were doing the Kobe thing the other day, and I accidentally left up the picture for me and Jess's last show. So D Moon, I don't know if you guys know who D Moon is. He's in that Joe Cronin camp and JB and them. He writes this fucking thing. How the fuck, you fucking asshole? Blah, 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 blah. We ended up on good terms, you know what I mean? Because I was like, dude, it was an obvious fucking mistake.
What are you talking about?
I did a Kobe Bryant video on Sunday when he passed away. And I was in a rush to get live. So I forgot to switch the little image that goes up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it was the image of me and Jess's crotch.
Right.
So he was highly offended. And I said to him, I go, if that was Michael Jordan and someone did that, I'd probably be offended too.
Yeah.
I go, I understand where you're coming from, but it was an honest mistake. Like, I'm not going to put that there. Like, why the fuck would I do that on a Kobe Bryant death fucking video? So him and JB were talking about it. Again, nothing bad. JB, we're all cool with them. But I want to see if something works. Because they said, if you say Joe Cronin's name, your views go up. So Joe Cronin, Joe Cronin, Joe Cronin, Joe Cronin. Joe Cronin was in the chat too, and also peace with Joe Cronin. You know, I'm not. You know, I just want to see if this is true though.
How I don't
that, you know if they if we say Joe's name, our numbers are supposed
I'm,
to go.
It's upsetting that I'm not even making it. It's upsetting the guy passed away.
They specifically said, hold on, I don't mean to cut you off. They specifically said John never talks into the mic. You can't hear him.
Joe Cronin, Joe Cronin, Joe Cronin.
No, JB said that.
JB.
But you don't. And how many times in a show do I go, John, into the mic? John,
I'm not a professional like those guys.
You've been doing this for years.
I know, but I'm not a professional.
Are you on the line?
I could barely hear you.
I can barely hear him, too.
Hold on.
Who? Yeah, call back. Well, you know what? Stay on so we can actually test it. I think did he hang up? I think he. All right. Who is this, by the way? I don't know who this is.
I can't even hear him.
Is this that Steve guy again?
Why is these fucking...
How do you not get this right after like 200 fucking...
It just changes out of nowhere, dude. It was fine.
I'm not making
Everything
fun
was
of you.
Working fine, and out of nowhere, it just changes on its own. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't understand why people like he gets offended by that came up. You don't know Kobe Bryant.
No, but, dude, all right, now hold
fuck
on.
Out of here
hold
with
no,
that
because
shit.
You have fandom for certain things.
I know, but I wouldn't be offended by
it. Yeah, but you might be a little pissed off the day, let's say the Ultimate Warrior, the day he died, and someone was, you know, making a mockery of it. You would probably be like, dude, you're a dick. Like, why are you doing that?
I wouldn't make a big
deal. All right, so, like I said, there's very few people in the world I would get mad about. Stallone, Jordan, and that's probably it, celebrity-wise, where I'd be like, fuck you, don't fuck around with that. Those are literally the two people. And I'm a hypocrite for saying that.
People putting shit up all night, I was like...
But literally seconds after. Like, that's why I was like, let the guy be at least get fucking
better. The guy, it's a kid,
No calls.
Yeah, no calls.
Come on.
No, we're not doing this. No calls.
All right, no it's calls. Just,
the calls are the best.
It's going to ruin the show.
At least try it one more time.
Were you guys able to hear him? If you're in the chat, tell me if you guys were able to hear that call that was on. Because I was going to ask, what was that about on JB's show? Oh, no, it was nothing. Like I just said, D-Moon, I don't really know of him. I know, like, loosely of him from that whole area. But he was upset about the thumbnail we had on the original Kobe thing because I was rushing to get live and, you know, start a video. And I forgot to change the thumbnail. And the last thumbnail was from an Unfiltered Marriage show with me and Jess's crotch.
Yeah, it's all right.
Which is obviously very tasteless.
Get over it, dude.
But I changed it once. During the show, if you watch it, you can hear me go, oh, shit. And I changed it. You know, as soon as I saw it, changed it.
212, please stop calling. I'm not answering the phone right now, dude.
Just close the Skype.
213, please.
But you know, JB and them were reading the comments, and like I said, everything was cool and everything, but they did say something about, if you say Joe's name, your views go up. And speaking of which, Drama Club, you get fucking Malky 60 fucking live viewers. Where's our live viewers? We've known you guys for fucking years at this point. And now we're even friendly with Scott now. You know, we have no beef with Scott now, too. You guys brag about getting live viewers? Get us fucking live viewers. But, yeah, Kobe Bryant, let's get into that real quick.
Yo, this is, like, the biggest shame. I can't.
It's just because it was out of fucking nowhere, and he's so young, and his daughter, and her friends, and these parents. And now there's a lot of single parents, and one of the tragedies on there was a mother-father combination with one of the kids on the helicopter, and they had other kids in their family.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was now those other kids are orphans. You got a woman who died on there who now the husband is alone with his three kids, and he's like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to do. Like,
I can't believe that it just, what, you just didn't believe it. When, you know, it was kind of like, it was.
How did you find out?
I was in the shop, and we were cutting hair, and somebody was like, yo, Kobe Bryant just died. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, his plane crashed. And you're like, what the hell? Like, and, you know, nobody, like, really, like, registered it, you know? And it was just weird. And then we started asking about it and keep on asking about it and looking it up.
And then as more of the news came out and
yeah.
You heard about Gigi, once Gigi's name came out, you were like,
oh. Because, you know, honestly, if you look at it, like, first of all, me and Kobe Bryant are the same age. Our kids are, like, the same age. Yeah. It's just like, you know.
Jets was like, well, at least he was a little old. I was like, babe, you're only 2 years younger than him. And it, like, dawned on her.
Yeah, like, right, no, yeah. It's, you know, he's our age. It's
because he started at 18.
Yeah.
In the league. He was a fucking straight out of high school.
You know, and with the kid, and they're like, wow, that could be anybody's family.
Imagine this moment.
No.
No, hold on. I'm about to explain it to you.
Yeah, okay.
They're going down. Right now,
oh, fuck. I seen the plane. I seen the chopper.
Hold on, I'm not talking. You don't even know what I'm going with.
Good.
They're going down. Now your 13-year-old daughter walks over to you as this fucking helicopter's going down. Daddy, are we gonna die? Dad, what the fuck? What's going on? What? Now you now have to somehow figure out a way.
You hold on to her.
Kids are in the hands.
Yeah, to console your daughter in what you are pretty sure the last seconds of both of your lives. Like, could you imagine that feeling as a father?
Yeah, look
that
at me. I love you.
Yeah. My daughter, she's looking at me going, "What? You're supposed to be the one that saves me from this. And you're helpless."
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, that's when you
whoever that is, you're fucking five messages. Come on.
That's when you look your kid in the face while you're going down, and you say, "I love you." That's it.
Supposedly she died. Like,
of course it was.
Of course.
Richie's mic is fucked bad. Lower it. He sounds horrible.
That's probably why his thing's not working.
I don't know. Hello? That's what Jess just said.
Hello. Yo.
Then supposedly, like, they had a thing that they can't. They'll never fly together.
Who?
On the helicopter. So both of them die, him and his wife, supposedly.
Oh, okay. But yeah, just
imagine fucking. Oh, man, that's just.
All right, my mic's better or what?
I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking glue it to
you. You can't hear me from here.
No, you have to talk into it.
I don't like.
Why can't you talk?
I don't like it by my mouth.
Why? That's how a mic works.
She's like.
You feel like a broadcaster. You're broadcasting into a mic, John. You have to talk into it. I literally get complaints all the time that you can't hear John. All the time. Please, yeah, talk into the fucking mic. I don't want
to take my mic perfect.
Shit. The thing is, too, it's not like it's like Chauncey Billups. This is Kobe Bryant. This is like an icon of the sport. A guy that, you know, after Jordan left, carried the fucking the mantle of the league. Like, he was the guy. When you talked about the NBA, Kobe Bryant was the first name to pop in your head.
Yeah. So he's the guy that is probably better than Jordan that nobody would admit.
No, he's not at all.
Stop, please.
Yeah, but seriously,
like you're trolling me and you're just being a dick.
I'm not trolling.
But stop
you.
It because if you completely bite somebody's style, you're not better. You've copied someone.
No, I understand that he took it and he fucking ran with it.
He didn't make it better. He just copied it.
Regardless, man, he was.
Who's better now? All right.
Yeah,
who's better now?
Well, LeBron
score
James.
One for Mike.
LeBron James.
Not even close.
LeBron James passed him.
LeBron James isn't a leader. He's not a leader. I don't care if he passed him in points. Well, you're going to say Karl Malone's better than Jordan?
No, listen.
You're going to say Karl Malone's better than Kobe?
Well, Kobe played offense and defense like Jordan. LeBron James doesn't play defense. So,
yeah.
You know,
LeBron James is... I'm not taking away from that guy's talent, but can we fucking stop? Where's his highlight reel? You remember how, like, Jordan, you would always see a highlight reel, or you would see, there's the famous Jordan move. When you see a clip of Jordan, what's the famous move we all know? There's two of them. Dunk from the free throw, or
switching
this layup.
Switching hands.
The switch layup.
Okay.
Where's that Kobe Bryant moment, LeBron James moment? Where's the LeBron James highlight reel? Like, you don't see it the way you did with Jordan. Jordan was a game changer. There was basketball before Michael Jordan, and then there was basketball after Michael Jordan.
No, he changed the game of basketball.
Yes, because of Michael Jordan. Now they all shoot outside. No one brings it inside. No one fucking wants to drive to the hole. Everyone wants to fucking shoot. Jordan would dunk over fucking 8-foot fucking Manute Bol.
See, this shit don't... I get like, you know, it's like upsetting when they... I just don't make... I don't know. I don't know them, so it's like, I feel bad. I feel bad kids don't. That's my thing. I feel bad he don't.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't make a fucking...
Rocky, do I have hair? You're fucking right, I have hair. I have the most beautiful fucking head of hair you've ever seen, my friend. Look at that shit. It's fucking gorgeous.
I have hair.
Yes, for now.
It'll wash right out, though.
Oh, you have that shit in there?
Powder.
Oh,
it'll wash right
out. He tried putting that shit on my beard. I washed it off immediately. It's like, get this out of here. He's like, you got some grays. I'm like, I like my grays.
Is it the gel?
No, it's not.
No, I have a, like paint. I have a whole lot.
Or fucking a sprayer.
It's shoe polish.
You can see it on his scalp. If you look at his scalp, you can see it.
What are you, fucking Hollywood Hogan?
Yeah.
It's disgusting, Rich.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, you're 41 years old.
In some picture, I'm not, I don't even want to... In some of the, like, you watch him on there, and when a light hits, like, yeah, last week, you just see bald spots like a dog. Like, it's really thin in spots.
What is this guy writing?
Who is he?
That he hit off Jessica or some shit like that.
Oh, my God.
It's a bunch of animals. What? I swear.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
What are they saying?
Just stupid shit.
Yeah. Who's saying it?
Just the regular, it's probably, we all know who.
Okay.
But, you know, it's fucking like, get a life and be yourself. Like, why are you such a fucking pussy? Be your fucking self. Come at me with who you fucking are, you little cunt. You want to come at me? Fucking do it like a man. Don't be a fucking worm and hide behind your fake fucking names, you fucking pussy. Like, that's the most annoying part, is that you're a fucking pussy that you hide.
What's a penny nipple?
I don't know, like tiny nipples, I guess.
Tiny nipples?
What?
Tiny nipples. Tiny nipples.
I don't have penny nipples. What the fuck is a penny nipple?
Soccer greater than basketball. Shut up. Soccer. Go fucking live in Europe.
What are you, from Europe?
Yeah. Sorry.
What else happened?
America's the number one country in the world, and we
Rocky
like
does
basketball.
Have pepperoni nipples.
I don't. I have very nice nipples. That's
a
lie.
They're like silver dollars.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. So, that's, I guess, it on the Kobe thing. I mean, it's a tragedy. It's sad. What are you going to do?
That's really fucked up.
And you know what else pisses me off? These people. What about the other victims? Yeah, it's sad they're dead too, but guess what? They're not fucking Kobe Bryant. Yeah, so we're not going to report on them the way you report on Kobe Bryant.
Again, there was like fucking four kids on that thing.
So. What about the other victims? Honestly, fuck yourself. If I'm on a plane with Mike Tyson, guess what? Not getting mentioned. It's the way it goes.
Me and Rich, mate.
No, honestly,
the biggest tragedy is the kids, because, you know,
yeah, dude, kids.
At 41, you know, we kind of lived that life already, you know?
No, I don't want to die at 41.
I don't want to die either, but compared to a 13-year-old, you lived a fucking life. So, you know, but that's the saddest part, is the kids.
Hope you had
did you guys hear about this? Did you guys hear about the Rogan Stephen A. Smith beef? What do you think about this?
I think Stephen A. Smith is a fucking idiot who doesn't know anything about UFC and is talking out his fucking ass, and is a casual viewer who watched one fight and thinks he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
He talks like he's sat there.
He acts as if Donald Cerrone would ever throw a fucking fight. Out of all the people you're going to accuse of throwing a fight,
he did not throw a fight, but
gave up.
Gave up.
Oh, Is this the same dude that, like, whatchamacallit, Conor McGregor said, like,
him and Joe Rogan both, yeah. Him and Rogan both.
So
and then there was a video of him punching pads. Did you see the video?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Rogan's like, calling dick punch.
Yeah, like, who are you throwing? They were low as shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, who are you punching, a midget? Like, he's they were fucking with him. Irrelevant. And then Stephen A. Smith. No, Stephen A. Smith is relevant.
I know, he's on every fucking.
He's on ESPN like a motherfucker.
Keep using him so we can keep blocking him.
He put out an Instagram post. And he addressed Rogan and went into this whole thing like, oh, if you want to go and debate, blah, 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 on sports, you know where to find me.
Like, Rogan's not claiming to be a sportsman. He knows about one sport.
Yeah, and he said, it's just like, yo, dude, the whole thing was, you know, you disrespected somebody that, you know, like, that's not how you go about the people in this business.
Yeah.
And you're missing the whole point of it.
And here's the biggest thing. For all you fucking Monday morning quarterbacks when it comes to the UFC, you wouldn't even for a second entertain the thought of stepping into that fucking cage. Yeah. Not even for a fucking second. Yeah. So who the fuck are you to challenge somebody's toughness that is in that fucking cage?
Yeah, you can't say that somebody gave up or that, you know, that it was a whatever. Like, you don't even know what it is to step foot in the fucking ring. You never would do it.
Half of them probably never even had a street fight, let alone walk into a professional cage.
You ever have a really bad broken nose and you can't...
I'll get a fucking camera.
You ever have a really bad broken nose and you can't, like, you fucking can't get your head straight?
I've never had my nose broken.
I've been hitting the...
I've been hit there, but never broken.
You can't see and you can't, like... I mean, like, the guy fucking broke his nose.
And that's it. Fucking, and then he got flustered. And then he missed a kick and got kicked in the fucking head.
Yeah.
He's a human being, dude.
Acting like he could have sat back and regained his composure.
Yeah.
Not when somebody's mauling you.
Conor was killing him.
Yeah, let me fucking rush you, Stephen A. Smith, and fucking hit you, and then you fucking back up and try and gain your composure while I'm wrapping you in your fucking head. Like, that's not how it goes, man. If he had a chance to do it, he would have fucking did it. He didn't have a shot.
Yeah, no, it was over once his nose was broken. Well, once that head kick came in. I mean, he may have been able to get his composure back after the broken nose, but now he's got to fight five rounds with a broken nose.
Yeah, you can't breathe.
That Conor was throwing on him. Once all that happened, there was no chance.
Ready? Here's what would have happened, and I'm going to tell you 100 times out of 100 times, this is how that fight ends if Conor didn't land that head kick and Cerrone was able to keep composure. Cerrone gets knocked out within the first or second round. Why? Because he can't breathe out of his nose. So now what's open? His mouth. So now what's loose? His jaw. So now when Conor lands one punch on his fucking jaw, he's knocking you out because your button is ready to be pushed.
Yeah, no matter what, he was going to get rushed on. It doesn't matter.
That fight was over the second he broke his nose. It was too early in that fight to break your nose. It was the first 20 seconds of the fight. You can't go on for another 25 minutes with a broken nose and think against someone like Conor McGregor and think you're going to fucking
come
out.
It's not boxing. It's a fucking human being, though.
You know, Stephen A. Smith.
Shaddy knows, like I said, it's not like fucking...
This isn't boxing.
You see stars at some times when you broke your nose.
Can't fucking get
your shit together.
Well, you know, when you're boxing, you could cover up and you could gain your composure. With gloves that are that small, you're not blocking.
Josh, are you blocking Jess? Why are you blocking Jess, Josh?
Josh, I don't think you know what you're doing.
Do we have to take the wrench away, dude? You're blocking the woman who hosts the other show on our brand. What's wrong with you?
Fucking idiots.
Who are you blocking?
He's taking Jess's fucking things off.
Who else are you blocking?
Listen, Josh, don't block anybody.
Who cares? Let him talk.
Jesus fuck.
Oh my God, dude. Fucking guy.
Listen, Josh, don't block anybody. We see what's going on. We can handle it. We're all right.
But Stephen A. Smith, stay to your fucking football, your basketball, and shut the fuck up, all right? Or watch more UFC and learn about the sport before you open your fucking mouth. Yeah,
that's not a sport to be going around fucking disrespecting. Like Rogan and the other guys, Thompson said, like, if you was to do that to fucking Nate Diaz, they would find you in the elevator and they would beat the piss out of you.
Let me ask you something.
They would fuck you up.
You guys all have seen Dana White. You all know who Dana White is for the most part. Do you honestly fucking think Dana White would let somebody throw a fight in the UFC and not throw them out immediately if he found out about it? He wants his shit to be legit as possible from the moment he entered the UFC. His whole goal was to legitimize this sport. When you have people throwing fucking fights in your league, that's not legitimizing it. And Dana White would not stand for that, not for a fucking second.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's what he meant by giving up.
No.
I think giving up as far as his will, but that wasn't the case.
But either way, and Dana White wouldn't keep somebody fighting in his league if they were giving up.
But that's not Cerrone in any form. Like, it's not who
he is. After he got his nose broken, he goes, shit happens. I still want to fight.
Let me just keep getting wrapped.
No, but he even said, after he got lost, he goes, I still want to fight. This is what I love. This is what I fucking do. You know, so, yeah, he gave up and then tells everybody, I'm still going to fight. Yeah. Like, what sense does that mean? Shut up.
No, he got fucking overwhelmed and he got beat because Conor was that fucking good and that fast. And he took advantage of a fucking confused Donald Cerrone, and that's it.
You know what's going to happen now? We're going to get a great podcast with Joe Rogan and Stephen A. Smith. Watch. I guarantee Stephen A. Smith is going to be on Rogan's podcast within the next month.
You think so?
And I think them two together will be great, honestly.
They would.
I think it would be a really good fucking podcast.
Yeah, because they both have a great fucking mouth and a great eye for fucking knowing when and when not to chime in. And it's good.
I think it'll be really good. The coronavirus.
Oh, fuck, man.
China's on lockdown. There's a couple cases over here. Did you see the emblem? Yes. Of the Chinese company that this virus came from. It's identical.
To Raccoon.
To the Umbrella Corporation from Resident Evil, except it's green, not red. Yeah. Then Corona switched the letters around.
It
spells raccoon.
Yeah. What did you hear about this, John?
I don't know. I've seen some weird shit of fucking people eating fucking weird animals and
they
shit.
They were eating bats or something.
Yeah, but like how many people died of this?
Okay, listen.
How many people died? You know how many
people who died also had pre-existing
conditions.
You know
how many fucking people died of flu in the United States?
No, I know. This is just the flu.
That's not what's going on here. It's the rate that this thing, I mean, not many people, like 100, but like in 2 days, it went from a couple of thousand to like, fuck.
I watched some dude eat a fucking bullfrog, dude. Live bullfrog in China. Yes, there was some clip. Bye. It was fucking gross.
So I was looking at the place where it started, Wuhan, China. And Wuhan, China is kind of like a small Manhattan, and the place is busy like Manhattan. When I'm telling you that live from Wuhan, I was watching this guy's show, watching this guy audio tape or whatever, his vlog that he posted on YouTube. And when I'm telling you that the place was a fucking ghost town.
Yeah. Well, everyone's like, in isolation. You're not allowed out. You can't go anywhere. You have to stay home.
Some towns are shut down. You can't.
There's 3 million people in isolated in their homes
right now. They can only get carted by a taxi. They can't drive their own vehicle. It looked like 28 days
later. And you know it's Chinese New Year's right now. Like, they're all supposed to be on holiday. Yeah. And
well, it might be over now, right? 24th, maybe?
I'm not sure. I work with a lot of Chinese people, too, but I'm not sure if it's over yet. I haven't heard from them today, so I don't know. But I also don't know if the people I work with are now also on this lockdown. Like, I don't know what parts of China they're exactly in. So it's a fucked up thing.
The whole thing about this is it doesn't show up for 2 weeks, I heard.
Yeah.
Well. So by that time, it could be in New York, okay?
You ain't getting that thing, dude.
It's already in California.
How many people every time they have a virus every year?
Chicago, Seattle, California. Yeah. There was a case in New York already.
There was?
Yeah, there was one in New York City.
Bro, if this comes out, I'm fucked.
Why?
I have no fucking business, bro.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You think in a lockdown?
You're worrying about your fucking haircut business if an outbreak happens?
Where about your kids fucking?
Yeah, how about everyone dying? How about your worry? Fuck your hair cutting.
What am I going to do?
Like, that's your main concern?
Yes.
You're not your wife and kids. And your hair cutting.
I can bring them home. How the fuck am I going to make money?
You don't need money if everyone's fucking dying.
Yeah, I do.
For what?
Everybody needs money. What do you mean?
In a zombie outbreak, you need money?
No, this is not the fucking zombie outbreak.
Well, not yet.
Let's go to...
It starts.
Umbrella off. Corp is involved. You never fucking know.
They have Rich on the news. I don't know. I can't work. What am I supposed to do? What about my snips?
Yeah, like that's your fucking.
You, Eddie, you guys want hot cheese?
No, everyone's banished him. He's got nobody now. Uh-huh. Like even Scott's turned his back on him. He literally has nobody.
Who?
Young Republican.
Dude,
so
he's still in there?
He's still around.
He's obsessed.
What up, dude?
He's a loser with no life whose life is watching everybody else's shows.
Is that who's writing all that shit about
me? Of course it is.
Yeah, come on,
and
man.
Then
I told you once
Scott.
Before.
We're cool with Scott. I know for a fact Scott's not going to do shit because we've made a truce with him. Like, Scott's not that type of guy now to make a truce and then go behind the scenes and be a dick.
Come on,
I don't think he's that type of guy.
Don't write that shit about
me. What
I've
watched of him and seen of him, I don't think that's in his character. This is YR behavior. That's what this is.
This is craziness.
Yeah. It's fucking little pussy shit. Shit about Jess. They always think that, like,
dude,
that's
come
gonna
out
get
with
me.
Shit. It's fucking
no, but that's what makes me laugh. I know who my wife is. Like, you're not gonna get to me by attacking her ever.
Just shouldn't
like,
be
it's fun. Never gonna work. So you're wasting your breath. You're better off attacking me. I'll probably get because like they sit there and try to, you know, she's busted. Da, da, da. No, my wife's a fucking dime. She's a smoke show. She's almost 40 years old. She's got the body of a fucking 18-year-old.
Not for nothing, but, like, at least if you're going to pull that shit, say who you are. So
like, if my wife was gross and ugly, I might take offense
to it.
I'm
saying, like, fucking say who you are on there. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
that's what I love,
just be a man
though.
About it.
No, they
why
can't
Why hide
be.
Behind a fucking
because
keyboard
they're pussies.
And say it?
Because they're pussies. It's, that's why.
It takes it's fucking actually funnier if you fucking say who you are,
right? And that's the thing, like, everybody as far as Super Ugly is concerned, we're at peace with, including Joe Cronin, including Justin Bailey, of course, the Foul Mouth guys, the Drama Club guys. We don't have beef with anybody right now.
I don't even know.
So none of those guys are really going to be doing that shit. They're just not, like. So just go get a hobby, dude. Like, go find something to do. It's so weird that you obsess with other people. That's your life, is obsessing with other people and their shows. Could you imagine like what a loser you are if that's what you spend every night doing? Watching other people.
I would never.
Yeah, watching other people.
I'd rather do nothing than sit there and tell your wife's
that's
not
so,
pretty.
That's
like,
just a waste of time.
Like,
it's
an incredible
waste of time.
I don't even watch this, like... I don't know. I can't even. Whatever.
I don't really watch any podcasts.
I don't watch anything.
Really, I don't. No. I popped into JB's because I was at work and I got the notification, so I was like, oh, I'll check
my
it out.
Tuesdays, like you guys, my Tuesdays is dedicated to you,
and the rest is to my family
and Rocky and John and the people that watch. And your Tuesdays are for us, and that's it. Like that's
it
for
ends
me.
There. Like,
that's it.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I mean,
that's it.
If I'm being honest, I'll check out Foul Mouth every now and then. I'll check out Cronin every now and then, you know, but not regularly or anything. If I get a notification, I'm sitting on the couch, I'll pop in for 5 minutes, see what they're talking about.
You're fucking hanging out and recreational use.
Yeah, like, I'm not.
This is your fucking life. Grow up.
Imagine if you actually talking about the fucking, that wrestling cruise. If one of you went on with a fucking camera and started interviewing people on a fuck, like, being, do you think they would know that you're being like a complete asshole to them?
Some would and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
Some would and some wouldn't.
Like, that place is just...
Because you
got to
figure a lot of people there are on the autistic spectrum. Not, like, full-blown autism, but they're definitely on the spectrum. A lot of them probably have Asperger's and shit like that.
What's an Asperger?
They're, like, socially awkward type people and, you
like
know.
Me. But, like, I wouldn't go on it. If it was a day, I would go.
I know you would.
I
go.
Would never.
You are a liar.
Billy
and Orlando. If Orlando got free tickets, they all
went.
Would.
I
be
would
there.
Never have went.
You're
such I would
a liar.
Never have went.
You're such
I
a liar.
I don't like people.
Billy has all the belts. You would definitely.
I'm
go.
Not. I'm not Billy. Billy goes to fucking different states to meet a fucking Mandy Rose. Like, that's weird to me. And that's weird to me. Not to no offense to him. We fight over it all the time. Like, argue it all the time.
Oh, look at that. JB gave you and Jess massive credit. When did he do that, Earl? Today or yesterday? Because I listened to some of his show yesterday when they were talking about us. oddest thing, Rich, I swear to God, I literally turned it on, and the show was over, so I just, like, clicked just to kind of jump forward.
Yeah.
Literally right where I click on, he's talking about me, Jess, and what we did with Kobe and the comment thing. And I was like, what are the fucking odds of, like, the one time I go to check out JB, I just happen to click on the fucking thing that, you know, he's talking about us. I'm like, what a fucking weird... So, you know?
Dude, how do you leave that...
I don't get over
you're
it.
You're such a numbskull.
Yeah. Who?
You.
What do you mean?
Leaving the thumbnail.
I know. Because, dude, I was just in like, we got to start. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like, this is breaking news. No one starts. Like, we even got on before Cronin and Ken. Like, we were the first ones to get on.
You were just so corny. Like, that's not it. Like, they'll have a picture up, and some dude will just like write, like ask, like if he can put a head in Jess's lap. Like the other day on fucking on Facebook.
Oh, that's you know who that is?
No,
that's the caveman guy from VPW Wrestling.
Do
you know the caveman guy from? You ever go to VPW over in Center Reach?
No.
At the VFW across the street from the bowling alley.
Is it really him though?
Yeah, yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Don't you know?
No, no, I was joking, but then he's like, he's friends with your brother-in-law, and then he's asking his sister if he can like fucking give her oral or something.
Well, you know, to be fair, we put up provocative pictures, so when guys do that sort of thing, I can't really get mad.
No, I know.
We put up the picture, you know, and like I said, Jess is hot.
He doesn't look like a, you know, too much of a ladies man either.
And, so, well, I'm very confident in knowing that my wife is never going to step out on me. He so
was,
I don't,
no, but he
that's
was
the
cool
other
about
thing.
It. We were joking back. I was like, he's like, I try. Like, you know, like, at least I tried.
But it's when people, like, take it, like, that extra step where I finally are like, all right, bro, relax. You know what I mean? Like, chill the fuck out. We get it. You think she's hot. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. But now you're coming off as a creep or an asshole. You know, like, there's a line. A
lot of creeps.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of creeps. But
people do anything for a tit pit.
The internet is a fucking cesspool of just fucking creeps. It really is. Creeps, white knights, you name it, and they're all fucking there. They're all fucking there.
Rich, you wouldn't go on that cruise?
No.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to go for free, and I wouldn't go for free if I had a fucking captain's suite, and they gave me $10,000. I still wouldn't go.
That place... I know for a fact it smells so bad on that cruise.
Even in the open sea, you can still probably
have... sweaty.
Yeah.
No, it smells like unwiped asses and fucking body odor.
Those people don't shower. They shower like once every 2 weeks. They're disgusting people.
They're basement dwellers. They're basement dwellers.
They're garbage pail kids.
I can't be... I don't even like going to those events because it's fucking people. You know, I'm like totally... when I meet those dudes, like when Bri takes me to those things and I'm in like a room with those guys, I'm not like a fucking fanboy. I'm like, cool. That's why he likes taking me because I'm like, calm.
Jericho's lying. There was not 846 women out of 2,100.
That's what he said last
He is
year,
absolutely fucking lying.
But you know what? You never even... I
looked at the pictures. I watched Dynamite. I barely saw women anywhere.
See, there's
no way.
That's
almost half. There's no fucking way.
See, I thought that was cool. Like, it was on a boat having them, staying on there.
The guy in Eddie Guerrero show, when he's like, yo, I'm going to get pussy on this cruise.
Yeah.
He thought he was getting pussy, right?
Probably.
He's got the fresh fade.
Probably.
The comb over to the side.
The worst looking bunch of people.
It's 300 degrees and not one of them have shirts on.
He's
and
like,
they're like,
Rocky,
all of like.
That guy's like, yo, I'm going to get pussy on here, and if they're not going to give it to me, I'm going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
It's a bunch of drunken
because of the implication, Rich.
I got Xanax on me, and they're getting...
We're in the middle of the ocean. They can't leave.
No, they
so,
can't.
Yeah, it's because of the implication. Yeah. So you want to rape these girls? No, I didn't say rape.
Yeah.
It's the implication, though.
George Steele did it with Elizabeth.
Come on. No one gets that reference. You don't get that reference?
No.
From Sonny when they buy the boat. Remember Dennis and the implication?
Yeah. Dude, this picture is just so fucking crazy.
They are the worst. They are the fucking worst.
I just wanted to... Oh, man. Look at the guy in the blue shirt to the left of the guy that's smiling.
No, just reading their comments on wrestling is sickening. Like, the guy's like...
Look at the guy in a cowboy hat back
last
there.
Last night when Edge got, like, fucking... Edge got, like, fucking whatever, RKO'd. There's people in the crowd, like, look like that it was, like,
adults.
Real. The guy's holding his mouth.
I saw a girl, like, almost
fucking
in tears.
Fake. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, don't wait. He's fine.
I'm like, yo, I don't want to be around
he's
that.
He's fine. But they're all like, oh, but he had a neck in. Trust me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have taken a chance. Spot right. If he didn't think he could handle it. Like,
Yo, I'm going to put my life on the line right now.
Yeah. Yo, the ugly girls are probably like, they think they're so hot on this cruise.
Because they're getting hit on by all these losers.
Oh, yeah.
They think they're fucking the bees.
Dime piece. I'm a dime piece.
Which back
here.
Home, you're a fucking two at best.
A Moxley shirt. Yeah, Moxley half shirt.
Ugh. These girls like, oh man, I'm gonna get one of these. I'm gonna get the guy with the VR glasses to eat my pussy.
And the guys are drooling because the girls know who Will Ospreay is. Yeah. You know,
I just,
oh my god,
what a fucking like shit
the,
show.
Like the Chinese girls, like, yo, I'm gonna sit on the guy with the VR's face tonight. Ugh. Like he's gonna eat my pussy tonight.
What do you think that guy smells like?
He's disgusting.
Beef jerky.
He's got
from under cheddar under his tits.
Under the rolls on, by, like, you know, near his crotch, yeah. And his leg, and like the, like if he rubs, he'll have like white stuff on his fingers.
He's probably got, you know, those things fat people get on their necks.
Yes, the little fucking tick, the pegs.
He's got probably got those in his crotch area from rubbing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
From the chafing of his balls to his leg.
And like it's discolored because that spot, like you ever see like on a fat guy that there's discolored spots on him?
Brown.
Yeah.
And they probably met those dudes fucking 40 times before this.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's so weird. Like, hey, do I? And they're like, you know, can I have another? Yeah, then I have a beef.
I was arguing with a guy once online. He's coming at me like, and I'm like, dude, you have a picture dressed as Gold Dust meeting Dustin Runnels, and you're in your fucking 30s.
Weird.
Yeah.
He goes, he thought it was cool. No, he didn't.
He felt awkward.
He felt awkward as fuck and was creeped out. You're a grown man dressed as him in a fucking, what comes down to a Halloween costume.
This is disgusting.
Like, and it was in August.
How dare that guy?
Like, no offense, if this ever blew up and we did like a live event type thing, I wouldn't want to meet any of you. No offense, but you're grown men. Like a quick, like, hey, nice to meet you type thing.
Yeah, but
the way these guys are, but like meet again.
You guys want to smoke a cigarette together?
I'd be like, no, I'm good, man. I'm good. I appreciate the fans. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to make friends. I don't want to make friends in my life now.
Yeah, I really don't like anybody. So that's why you tell me to go on. I would never go on.
I don't mean like I wouldn't mind meeting them. But what I'm saying is like they expect more from these wrestlers than just like hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, he was mad. Like, yeah, mad because there's 4,000 people and you're fucking like asking them questions and you want and they're not looking at me when he's signing it. Who gives a shit?
Well,
You're an idiot. You're a fucking grown man.
Some of the guys that are wrestling fans want to like suck the wrestler's dick.
Yeah, they think
we're going to become friends.
You remember Tyson?
Like, that's what they think. Like, me and the Young Bucks now will become friends because we've met so many times. When in reality, Young Bucks are like, fuck, here comes
Tyson?
Fucking Steve again.
And the guy's like walking out and he's like, yo, fuck. The guy's like trying to talk Tyson and push him out. And he's like, you would have fucked that fat old man George Foreman up. And he's like, all right, dude. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
And that's
loser.
The type of things that like, fans say. And it's like, you think that's what he wants to
bro.
Hear?
Yeah,
you got fucking.
They want.
You got fucking Big Josh wanting to suck your cock. And you're like, get the fuck out of here, Josh. You're not sucking nobody's cock.
They want you to be as normal as possible. None of those fucking people are.
No.
Like,
no.
I'll sit at a. Like that dude that used to work in the shop. He was like fucking the hugest mark ever when with Dreamer. And fucking Bull when I was with them, and he's like, oh, and he's like, ask him questions. Like, I'm not going to ask him any questions. Yo, how was Triple H to work with? And the guy's just like,
looking at me.
I was like, dude, I'm not kidding. I'm going to kick you out of here.
It's the worst. Like, when I meet celebrities, and I've met a bunch of them in my lifetime, this is the extent of it. Hey, nice to meet you. I really like what you do. Mind if we get a picture quick? Even the picture thing now, I really don't like doing it anymore.
But when I was younger, I got a barbershop. I'm going to hang it up on the wall.
Yeah, when I was younger, it was like a cool thing. Now I'm almost 40. Like, I feel awkward asking another man to take a picture with me that I don't
or
know.
A girl.
But I've met, who was the last person we met? Jim Florentine, a comedian.
Yeah.
And literally was just like, hey, Jim, nice to meet you. Great set tonight. You were really funny. Love everything you do. He was like, thanks, dude. Awesome. Yeah. And I was like, great, man. Have a great night. Thanks for the show.
Peace.
That was it.
Yeah.
That should be, as a grown man, the extent of you interacting with a celebrity. You shouldn't be asking them personal questions. You shouldn't be, what was it like when you worked with Eminem on his video?
Dude.
Was that all? Like, you're like Chris Farley. Remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome.
This guy, I know, he tweet out Hogan and calls him Terry. He's like, you look great, Terry. Like, just calls him Terry every day. Like, waiting for something to come back. And the guy's a fucking grown-ass man.
Well, the worst is when, you know, E-list celebrities try to, on Twitter and places like that, try to shout out to other, like, top celebrities and, you know, act like, you know, no, we're in the same boat. We're both, no, you're not. Like, you're a fucking nobody who is now in obscurity, and you're tagging people that are, like, The Rock, and you think they're going to talk to, like, respond back?
I do it really annoying sometimes. I don't even do it anymore.
Honestly, like, yeah, you just got to look at it from their point of view, man. You know, you guys, we're fans, you know? If you're not in their business, like, they don't really want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got nothing in common with these people.
Like, do you want to talk to strangers in your life?
Yeah.
Like, I know I don't. I don't want to talk to people I know, let alone strangers.
He doesn't want to talk to
anyone. I told you, like, I met, I met, like, people I always wanted to meet. I've been in rooms with, like, thanks to Bron, like, and whatever. And I've never acted out of, like, Jericho. I was in a fucking room with Jericho.
Exactly.
For an hour. Like a good hour, and we were just sitting there, and it was me, and I was like, I'm not like somebody, and I was like starstruck, and I want to pick, I'm like,
I want to fuck him.
I want to fucking pick him so bad. He's getting us in conversations, and we're just sitting in his fucking dressing room, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm telling Brian, I'm like, I said, we met a million people. I literally sat with Hogan for a half hour. I'm like, I was fucking freaking out of my skin because I wanted a picture so bad.
Do you meet any non-wrestlers?
See, me, I would, honestly, I would, the only reason why I would want to talk to them, for any reason,
meet a lot of, like, actors.
I would want to, if I could make connections, if I can cut some of their hair, that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's what they want.
To make business.
Yeah. They want you to, you know, be like, I'll cut your hair.
Well, I'm saying, if I could give them, like, fucking fades or whatever, if not, like, there's no sense of me drooling all over anybody.
No, no.
Dude, you stole Tyson's glove. What are you talking about? Drooling over fucking...
I didn't drool over
Tyson. You stole a poster.
No, I didn't. I didn't steal it.
You
didn't,
where'd you get... He didn't hand you a poster.
No, I asked the fucking guy that worked
there. Did he call you the N-word, Phil? He said, I met Hogan. Cool dude.
He was cool. Hogan was cool.
I did cut John out of the picture that we took. Like, I'm going to hang that picture up
Let me tell you how much I don't like people. My wife, she has friends, right? And she'll be like, oh, so-and-so wants to go on a double date. And when she first would say that to me, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that at all. And she'd be like, what? Like, she was kind of taken back at first. I'm like, why am I now going to be forced sit with a stranger and pretend like now I need to make friends with him? Because you two can be friends. Go be friends. Yeah. That's great. Don't now try to suck me in to now having to be friends with some fucking guy.
You got to weird shit. Weird shit.
But now, Jess is a... This is why I love my wife so much, because she's fucking awesome. Now her friends would be like, hey, we should do something. And Jess will flat out be like, yeah, no, Rocky's not going to do that at all. And they're like, what? He's like, yeah, no, Rocky's not going to do that. He doesn't want to make new friends, and he likes the friends. And she's straight up with him. She's
You know what I used to bother me when I used to, like, beat him lit like that? Like, I would be like, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't care. But, like, I don't like people. But then you, like the guy, and then they have a fucking massive breakup. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck did I meet that guy
exactly.
for?
Exactly. Now I can't be friends with him. You made me be friends with him, and now I'm not allowed to be.
Fucking crazy.
Well, when you do that, so yeah, sure. Then you got to, like, get him alone and just be fucking weird. And when you go back, I'm like, yo, that guy was fucking weird.
It's like that King of Queens episode where he took his shirt off.
You guys should shave with you.
That was genius, though. It was genius. I don't think I'd have the balls to pull that off, though. Like, I don't know.
And he kept on doing different weird shit, which is so
great. Like,
if
the guy was a dick or something, I probably would start, like, you know, going in. But I don't think I could just do it blindly. Like, out of nowhere.
He took his shirt off. He's like, should I shave my chest?
Oh, where's that picture I left on the
table? Okay, hold on. I want to see you guys what I did.
Hold on. Where's that picture? Don't whatever me. This is fucking huge. This is great for us right now. He blows me off. He's got one thing. Finally, Richie has something, and he wants to blow me off.
Who is it?
All right, ready? Look, this picture right here.
Is this the kid?
Hold on. No, it's Tyson.
This is.
Are you really showing the Mike Tyson picture?
Yes, but look, watch what I did.
No one fucking cares about your Mike Tyson picture.
I do.
He cut me.
Look at it.
There's me, Mike Tyson.
Where are we going with this? That you stopped a great bit.
Story is that I did security for Mike Tyson, and I let Rich do it with me, and he was unprofessional.
I took the picture and I just cut him out. So
and he tagged, and then he tagged him in and made like he was really good friends with him. Like, yo, Mike, good seeing you.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar. My friend has it at work. And he put this on my desk knowing that this would be great for the show. Because apparently now, this is what people want to see in the Sports Illustrated calendar.
Transgender or fat girls?
What happened to Sports Illustrated? That used to be spank material. Remember when like Kathy Ireland was on there and fucking early Tyra Banks?
Let me see that. Oh, it's a chubby?
The beyond, though, bro. Like, beyond.
Yeah, she's a chungus.
Like, this is beyond. She's got a body like you.
No, I'm way more tight than this one.
Yeah, no shit. But, like...
I like chubby girls, and I wouldn't even...
Like, stop with...
Yo, the, her back fat is bigger than a fucking tits.
It's not...
Look at that shit.
That is not something that should be in a Sports Illustrated fucking calendar.
I can't even jerk
off. I mean, come on. Enough is enough already. Like... This needs to stop. Like, there's a line that this should be. The Sports Illustrated calendar, the magazine, it was like a sacred thing for guys for decades. Like, it was like, yo, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit's coming out. You see, it's on the cover. Who else was on the cover famously? Kathy Ireland, Tyra Banks. Was Cindy Crawford ever on it? She was.
Of course.
Okay. But, you know, like, this was a thing of, like, elegance and beauty. Like, it was, you know. And now this is what makes it?
Rich, you still watch porn?
No.
Nah, I went there. I already asked you this already.
What, porn?
Yeah. You ever watch a tranny have sex with a girl?
No.
Oh, my God. What kind of porn are you watching?
I thought it was a girl with a strap on. It was a fucking... It was a fucking hot dude.
There aren't no chicks with tits. There's like only guys with tits.
It was a hot girl with a cock.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is... And I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe I can get into this.
But, you know, like, he showed me this, and I'm like, this is just...
That's bad. I mean...
You know, and I'm not trying to pick on big girls. You know, live your life. You know, that's great.
There's better looking big girls.
But it shouldn't be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar. I'm sorry. It just shouldn't.
I think it should, but I think she should be better looking than them.
Like that Ashley Graham girl. Remember her? She was the big girl that they were parading around for a while. No, you don't remember her?
No.
She wasn't as big as this, and she had a really pretty face, but she was a bigger girl.
Yeah.
Like not huge fat, but a bigger girl. Some might say thick.
Yeah.
Like even that, I was like, and now we're walking a fine line, but I could see that. This is not a fine line. Should not. They should do a separate one for the big girls.
Derek Hans said rewarding laziness.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of the girl who throws up after meals.
But not all of them do that. Some of them work very hard to get nice bodies, and this girl gets a pass.
Yeah, but do you know how
much... Why? Because we got to have one. We got to have one this year.
Yeah, but you know now, like, when people start going at it, like, you're saying, like, they're going to... It's like bullying them.
Yeah, because, exactly. Now we're the mean people. Like, we're the mean guys.
You know
now,
there's going to be...
Because we're picking on this girl. Apart. And it's not a matter of being mean. Like I said, I don't care what you do with your fucking body. But as far as the Sports Illustrated swimsuit goes, this should not be in it.
Like, her back roll is double D. And yeah, her front's an A.
I mean, you know.
Right?
Oh, man.
Again, you call me crazy, but it was a magazine that, you know, you would look at, and it was nothing but beautiful women in it.
What was that commercial on again that from last year? It was the shaving, the Gillette.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, you know, dude, this...
It's got to stop.
It's crazy.
It's got to fucking stop with all the fucking...
Remember that Gillette commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, with the oh, man, not cool. When you go hit on the chick.
Yeah,
and,
it's like,
you know,
shut the
boys
fuck
will be
up.
Boys. No, they shouldn't. Boys shouldn't be... Yes, they should. Fuck you. Fuck you. That's what builds men. Getting picked on, getting bullied, breaking balls, fighting. That's what builds fucking men in character. The little fucking pussies that you people are fucking raising are the fucking bane of the existence of this fucking country right now. Yeah. It's disgusting. Absolutely fucking disgust. I'm disgusted with the parents of today.
I don't need to raise my kids that way. So.
No, and we don't.
You know.
I know your kids. You know my kids. We don't fucking raise them like that.
I don't know.
And our kids, like I've said a million times, are going to be sharks when they get into the real world. And all these fucking other kids are going to be little minnows getting eaten. And I can't wait to fucking see it. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yo, my daughter don't play, man.
No.
Shit's fucking, yo, crazy.
Like, look at Anna. When Anna came here, she was a soft, delicate flower.
Yeah.
Now she's a little hardened. She's a little, you know, we've got her to where she needs to be to survive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you got to, especially here in New York. Like, there's too much competition here. Like, you got to be, you know.
Yeah, you got to take what's yours. You got to claim what's yours, and you got to take what you want, and that's it.
What do you
want? And if you don't, somebody else is going to take it from you.
Does anybody? What do you feel? Is she a fucking kid who got kid? Parents killed the kid?
Dude.
Oh, the 8-year-old, yeah. Yeah. Where was that? Like, Middle Island?
Okay, let me tell you guys what's going on here in Long Island.
I mean, they probably seen all over the news.
This father was punishing
NYPD officer.
And, he was like a Metro cop. And he gave him a fucking cold bath to punish him and was fucking... And he threw him out in the fucking garage.
8-year-old kid.
He would... Because he kept on pissing
And he's
pants.
Like, oh, you cold? To fucking punish him.
And then he said, you're a little pussy. Suck it up or something like that, right?
So this fucking kid, he winds up dying... Like cold and alone in his fucking garage.
And this father fought for custody.
Yeah, and his father was fucking making him say that he hated his mother and shit in order to go back inside. He didn't give a fuck. He just wanted to fucking dangle that shit in front of the kid's face. Yo, this kid fucking dies. Then they fucking start hitting the kid in the head after they put him in a warm bath to fucking bring him back to life. So they tried to fucking make it look like he fell. And it's like, yo, I was
CPS
thinking,
was called like a couple of times.
Yo, Rocky, what I'm telling you, when I heard that shit, man, like for the next day and a half after, I was fantasizing about them letting me kill him.
Beat the shit out of this guy.
I would kill him.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't give a fuck. Nah. I wouldn't lose any kind of. Actually, maybe the first night I lose sleep over because my adrenaline. But I would not have any kind of hard or like.
I hope
any
they
kind
send
conscience.
Him in general pop. I hope he doesn't get special treatment. I hope he goes in gen pop.
Because I fantasized about killing this fucking guy fucking bad. You know, can you imagine like this fucking kid like just
not at I can
the people that you're supposed
this
to trust
is something. This is something so foreign to me and you because we're loving parents. It's we so can't even like my daughter stubs her toe. My son stubs his toe. I'm like, oh no, you know, like my heart aches for him because they're in pain. Like I never want to see my kids in even wince, let alone be in that position. So when you think of it as a parent like me and you, it's unfathomable to even think about. And then when you do hear about these stories, exactly your reaction. This guy should be pummeled to fucking death. He should be beaten to death with bare hands. Until he's
like,
just
the
a puddle.
The kid was going to school. Like I think they called CPS. Like that. First of all, CPS, they're like a lot to blame for a lot of it. Because this ain't the first. This happens all the time.
It just makes me fucking angry, and shit. it really just hits a certain place in my soul. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. And like I said, I hope they put him in gen pop. He's a former cop. He's a kid killer. He'll get his as long as they don't fucking isolate him. Put that motherfucker in general pop up in Otisville. Fuck him. Fuck him. Let him get what's coming to him.
Yeah. I really, because I don't know. It's just so fucked up. So, yeah, that was my thing. Every time I seen that news thing, I fantasized about killing this guy.
Yeah.
Because that's really, I would have no problem doing it.
I totally agree. Couple things. New Curb Your Enthusiasm started, and it's fucking hilarious this season so far. And then there's this show, Avenue 5, that comes on after it. It's kind of like set in space, but it's funny. You know what I mean? Like it's a really funny show. So if you're looking for something new to watch, check out Avenue 5 on HBO.
Who's it with?
Josh Gad, that British guy, the one who played House.
Okay.
I forget who else. I only watched one episode, but very funny. Curb, I mean, it's Curb. It's fucking phenomenal. Mm. And the Oscars are coming up, the Super Bowl.
What's up with the earthquake? I've seen that.
Yeah, there was an earthquake in the middle of the, I guess, like the Gulf/Atlantic Ocean, right in between Miami and by Cuba and Jamaica. 7.7.
Really?
They have tsunami warnings in Cuba and Miami. And
I thought the highest was a 5.
No, 10.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking of tornadoes. Twister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the finger of God. When they drop the fork. Opie and Anthony used to play that clip all the time.
Yeah.
When the guy drops his fork and he says, "Well, did you say Cat 5? Well, that's the finger of God right there.
that's one of those movies that no matter
so
if
bad,
I'm cruising
but,
through,
yeah.
I stop and watch it, and I'm like, fuck, I can't not keep this movie on.
I have them all DVR'd, Derek. I haven't watched it yet. Outsiders with Jason Bateman. It's based on some Stephen King shit. It's supposed to be really good. It's on HBO as well. I haven't watched a stitch of it yet. One last thing I wanted to bring up, too. Can Netflix start making things that aren't about people getting murdered? Like, every fucking time I turn Netflix on, there's a new fucking someone's getting murdered documentary or new show where people... Everything is, like, criminal murder type shit.
Did you get into that guy, that Rodriguez guy? Did we do that already last week?
What, Hernandez, you mean? Yeah, I watched it. It wasn't anything special, but that's what I mean. Again, another murder special. I got a trailer today. They got this pharmacy thing coming out. It's another murder special. Fucking Inside the Mind of a Killer. The one with Stephen Avery and, you know, the first one that really blew everything up. With the kid. I just want to watch WrestleMania. Remember that fucking kid, Stephen Avery and... What was the kid's name?
Which one? What, a movie?
How to Make a Murderer, or Making of a Murderer, I think was the name of it, or something like that. But every fucking documentary now on Netflix is murder-related.
Really?
I'm like, Jesus, can you make something a little bit more lighthearted? Fuck! I'm getting tired of fucking constantly just seeing murder shit all the time. And my daughter's obsessed with murder shit. So she's constantly watching ID Channel and all these murder shows.
Yo, you know what, we got the remake of Resident Evil for PlayStation 4, and they're coming out with a new one, the remake of 3. Yeah. Yo, if you go into the artwork and like these and how they make these characters and what they turn into, yo, the artwork and the shit that is involved with the sketches, yeah. Like, it's so fucking intricate. Have you ever done that? Like, went through?
I've seen it. Yeah,
dude, it's so fucking cool. I want to show you like some of the.
Did you play 2? The remake of 2?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
where?
I have it.
No shit.
Yeah.
Why? Would the girls buy it and then you played it?
Yeah.
How dope is it?
It's fucking cool.
It's amazing, right? Did you play it originally?
Did you play the original
skeleton
one? Skeleton with all the vines through it and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. Dude. Did you play the original one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Part 2.
Yeah, in the back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually taken back by this.
Yo, the artwork and all the things that they have inside the credits, it's so fucking intricate. You're like, wow, the guy that has this job to like draw all this shit is just... It's so, John, it's fucking so cool. You never see no shit like this, man.
But that game looks dope. And they have the new Resident Evil coming out that PlayStation
3, right?
No, but there's a new one, Part 8, coming out also that they're going to be announcing soon. PlayStation 5 has been officially announced, but they haven't shown anything yet. In February, Sony's going to do their whole, here's PlayStation 5, here's when it's coming out, here's what's going to cost, here's the games that are coming
backwards
out.
Compatible.
All the way to PS1.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Fuck yeah, that's crazy.
But...
That's something even you could buy.
I want to say this first. And
I wouldn't even have that. Where would you buy those number one PlayStation 1?
They're in there. They're all
whispering
around.
And not talking into the mic they're, now. I love
you
it.
You can buy the games.
You can find them. GameStop and, you know, eBay. But here's my prediction for Sony's announcement along with the PlayStation 5. And this will be Sony's fuck you Xbox. Not only are we coming out strong, we're killing you again right off the bat. No one's heard shit from Rockstar lately.
Okay.
Mark my words. Grand Theft Auto 6, PlayStation exclusive.
Really?
Mark my fucking... PlayStation is not dumb. They have such a lead right now. They've sold like 4 times the amount of Xbox Ones.
Yo, if they do that...
PlayStation 4.
If they do that...
Mark my words, Richie.
I will fucking curse my fucking... My mouth. But I will go and I'll buy that fucking thing because I love...
Dude,
Grand Theft Auto is my favorite game.
You know,
of all
PlayStation
time.
Doesn't fuck around, right? Like, yeah.
Look if they at the do list. It in Miami again. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking.
It's rumored to be
if they do Miami.
In Miami.
Now, if they do Miami, I'll fucking flip. Now they'll piss me off. I'll wind up buying them.
Everyone remembers the last E3 when PlayStation 4, not the last, when PlayStation 4 was announced and Xbox One was announced. Remember that? Okay. And remember the beating PlayStation gave them. Like, they just fucking annihilated them at fucking E3 to the point where no one bought the Xbox One. Everyone bought PS4. And to this day, the PS4 is now the third selling best console of all time. Third best of all time. That's an incredible feat. But the Xbox, like I said, I think it only sold a quarter of amount of Xboxes compared to PS4s. Yeah. Now, PlayStation has a huge lead. They want to keep that lead. If they can lock up Grand Theft Auto, which they have a history with Rockstar... They've had Rockstar. Grand Theft Auto used to be exclusive to PlayStation.
It would be a huge fucking problem.
And I really think that they're going to lock up GTA 6, and it's going to be exclusive and a launch game for the PS5.
You think so?
I have this feeling.
If they do that along with the Uncharted...
Well, Uncharted is done, but they have Horizon 2. on the works. Yeah. They have God of War. Wait,
Last of Us Part 2 is coming out, isn't
it? PS4, though. It might get, but okay, it's okay. Supposed to come out in May.
Yeah, they
come out.
Me and you played that game at the same time. Loved it.
Horizon 2, though, is coming out. And then you got to remember we got a new God of War coming out, which is going to be PS5.
Yeah.
So right there, if you have at launch Horizon, GTA, and God of War, it's over before it started.
Yeah, just the GTA alone is powerful enough, too.
Yeah, because people...
That would make me want to buy... Because I'm not buying that. If they come out with that, though, I'm like I said, I'm going to wind up fucking sucking it up and buying it because, like, you know, because that's what it is.
I have this feeling. I really do that PlayStation's going to come out fucking swinging. All right. That's it. RussosBrand.com. Head over there now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month.
It's your birthday today, right?
The other day.
Oh,
RussosBrand.com. $3.95 a month. You get over 12 shows. You get Vince. You get us. You get Shane Douglas, Stevie Richards, Ben Ami, and Goldie. Bunch of other people. It's... StamenGames.com, of course. Opie Radio, go over there now.
He's at 9 o'clock. Unfiltered Marriage. Stay tuned. Don't change the channel. See you next Tuesday. Fuck you guys.
All right.
Suck my cock.
Buy a PC like an adult. Yeah, all right. Until I buy a game and then I can't play it and I got to go spend $400 on a graphics card. You fucking PC elitists make me sick.
No, we have it. We could use this fucker right here.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Everything.
I can't play God of War on there. Can't play Last of Us on there.
Can't get a call on there.
Can't play Spider-Man on there.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday. Right. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage up next.